Gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, this is Alex Ushijima. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is just a few minutes past 7:30, and this show is called Kalasu. We're going to be playing some Japanese music for the next 1.5 hours. And for a shout-out to Derek, this is Kalasu. A shout-out now, Halifax. Love you all. And now I did my job. Sorry that it took a while to do a shout-out, Derek, but I did it right there for you. Better send an email back to me, okay? Okay, I'm gonna play some theme music now. Here we go. That was some Sugar Lunch for you, and the same old theme song for this radio program. It was Ue o Muite Aruko, also known as Sukiyaki, which was originally sang by Sakamoto Kyu. Again, my name is Alex. Welcome to the show. The show is called Kalasu, and if you just tuned in, well, welcome to my show. And for those that tuned in a few minutes ago, and the reason why I barked like a dog, well, I have made a promise that I was going to do a shout out for my friend in Halifax, but it took such a damn long time because of snow and other personal reasons. So I said, hey, okay, I'll do anything for you to make a shout out. Do you have any requests? And basically he said that I should bark like a dog. And so I did.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, this is a Japanese dog. And then and that was kind of weak, actually. It's a whimper. Okay. All right, thanks a lot, guys. And I would like to let you know that to this show, I'll be playing lots of Japanese music. It's usually mixed up, but I mainly focus on punk and rock, indie rock most especially, straight from the Asian country, Japan, places from like Tokyo, Sapporo, Sendai, Osaka, and many other wonderful cities. And I'll be talking about several news that is very quirky, fun, and quite absurd, as a matter of fact. There's some news I would like to share, including one Japanese celebrity who got the Guinness Book of World Records of being the world's hardest working man on television. I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little later.
No,
it's not Beat Takeshi. That's a good guess, though, but I will let you know in a few minutes. So I'm going to be playing next some The Michelle Gunn Elephant, and this is their song, God Jazz Time. This is 101.9.
ちゅうろごはんなかさ。 God Jazz Time!
That was the Michelle Gunn Elephant Gauze Jazz. Time is the name of the song, and that's from the album Rodeo Tandem Beat Spectre. And I was just talking a few minutes ago about who is the world's hardest working man on television in according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And this happened just recently, but it is a Japanese announcer named Mino Monta. That's his celebrity name. I don't know what his real name is. But recently in TBS Studios in Asakusa, Tokyo, Alistair Richards, who is the COO of Guinness World of Records, recognized Mino for his workaholicism, I would say. But he got the award for being the hardest TV celebrity, both on live and recorded television. And let me just give you a list of his schedule, I would say. He has two live shows every weekday. The earliest ones will be from 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and he also has a show 5:45 a.m. on Saturdays. And to calculate all together, he has around 9 program shows at the moment. In total, he has around 21 hours and 42 minutes of on-air live time on TV. And that does not include commercial breaks. And on top of that, you also have to consider, you know, 4 weekly recorded TV shows, commercials that he's been in numerous times. And not to mention that he also is a president of a water meter company that is established by his father as well. So he's also like working, you know, off the scene on a different company. But many of his works are on television as well. He actually started off as a Bunka Hoso radio presenter. Bunka Hoso means cultural programming, and he still does that that show even after 30 years. So he's been on TV for 30 years, and he's been working very hard ever since on TV and for the water meter company as well. And maybe some notable mentions. He's also the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So I have to say that if you ever look on the net and look for Mino Monta, he actually looks like a Japanese Regis Philbin. It's pretty hilarious, too. And he also does an annual Kohaku show. Kohaku is actually a New Year's Eve music festival that's organized by NHK, which is a Japanese television station. Fortunately, I think some of that work took toll, and he was hospitalized once for back surgery, but many of his fans and television producers gave him a lot of full support, and he fully appreciates that, and now he got the award. So I would like to say congratulations to Mino Monta for being the world's hardest working man in the world for TV. Quite fascinating. I don't know if I could work 21 hours and 42 minutes on live recording. Like, you know, I think radio will be just fine for me. And hey, it's a lot of fun. But I guess he just loves working on television. Anyways, I'll be playing a little more tunes, and I hope you guys have done your Christmas shopping. If not, maybe you should go out very soon, because I know there's going to be a Christmas rush. But maybe I would like to let you know that there's actually the world's most expensive Hello Kitty figure going on sale in Japan as well. How much would that be? Well, maybe I'll give you a little more information after I play some Gogo 7188. The song is called Akai Da Fa. This is 101.9. The show is called Karasu. That was Go Go 7188. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Pretty nice beats. I loved it there. So I'll be talking about the world's most expensive Hello Kitty figure that will be going on sale in Tokyo, I believe, on sale tomorrow, on Tuesday. It'll be at the Nihonbashi Mitsukoshi department store in Tokyo. And it'll be a hot collector's item for any accessory, you know, fanatics or maybe some Hello Kitty crazy people that like to collect Hello Kitty stuff. But you know what I'm talking about. You see those people wearing like Hello Kitty shirts, Hello Kitty pants, and Hello Kitty pajamas, and Hello Kitty stuffed animals. You know, Hello Kitty is probably a Japanese icon if you make a few exceptions. But this collector's item is going to be the world's most expensive, and it's made entirely of platinum. It is 5.6 centimeters high. And is 590 grams And it also has some accessories too. Let me just check right here. It's a it has some diamonds, rubies, and other gem accessories that are attachable to this feline figurine. And it can also be worn as a pendant around your neck as well. And guess how much it will be? Yes, take out your calculators. It is 18.9 million yen. If you just move the zeros down up two decimals, it'd be around, let's say, maybe $189,000 Canadian. Yeah, it'd be on display in Christmas at the Christmas section at the Mitsukoshi department. So if you're listening to this in Japan, maybe that'd be the perfect gift for your gal if you have the dough to spend, and expect a lighter wallet for maybe the next 20 to 30 years, okay? But 18.9 million yen for this most expensive Hello Kitty figurine going on sale this Tuesday, which is tomorrow, okay? Pretty interesting stuff. Well, I'll be playing a few more tunes first, and I'll also talk about how pachinko may be associated with a nuclear test. I'll be playing the next song in very soon, maybe back to back. First off, I'll be playing some Kokeshi Doll and follow it up with Boom Boom Satellites. And by the way, if you have any questions on what I am playing on the airwaves, you can give me a call, 604-822-CITR, that is 604-UBC-CITR. You can also send an email to me during the show. I will check it up time and time. It is katasuradio@hotmail.com, and you can also find that email address on the website at www.citr.ca. And if you haven't known, remember, there is podcasting as well. So sign it up and register and download the fantastic shows that we have on 11.9. But first, I'll be playing some Kokeshi Dolls right now. Boom Boom Satellites. The song is called Sinker. If you love that, pick up the album called Umbra, where it has like the bone skeletal structure of the Tyrannosaurus Rex, I believe. And before that, I also had some Kokeshi doll. Kokeshi is a wooden doll that has no arms and legs, and I have to say, it does look like a dildo, if that's the best way to put it. But Kokeshi also means like removal of a child, so maybe there is an association with it, but who knows, right? But the song is called Anoko, quite dark, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Ishijima, and the show is called Karasu. In Japanese, that is crow. And I'm gonna do some public service announcements, but before that, maybe I'll just share you how Pachinko is related to the North Korean nuclear test. This is a rumor that is spreading out. If you don't know what pachinko is, it's sort of like a slot machine slash a pinball machine in which that you turn this knob and you shoot these small silver balls that would go down like Plinko, if you watch Price is Right. And then if it goes into a certain slot, you get more balls. And in the end, if you collect a lot of these silver balls, you could exchange it for gifts. How many times did I say balls? But anyways, but this industry, this pachinko industry, is actually run by majority by ethnic Koreans. And now there's like this rumor, this ridiculous speculation, that the revenues received from the pachinko industry is actually a strong source for North Korea to basically fund their military and their nuclear tests. And I personally find this ridiculous, but it's becoming this word of mouth, I guess, is like kind of like spreading this rumor. As a result, many of the gamblers are having second thoughts of playing the pachinko silver ball machine. And who would blame them? Because, you know, recently, if you remember, in July, North Korea did some missile tests that had some missiles falling into the Sea of Japan, which basically made people panic. And you know what? In October 9th, they also did a nuclear device test, right? Which made the entire world panic as well. So fear is in the air. Machines are usually raking in more than 27 trillion yen a year. When I say machines, that means pachinko machines. And they say that maybe perhaps maybe 5 to 10% of those revenues are going to the country of North Korea. It is very interesting to hear that, but the pachinko industry in Japan itself are not too concerned about this sanctions issue, and they find that the business is progressing normally. But on the other hand, many of the pachinko gamblers, they feel a little awkward that maybe there is an association, but who knows? Hope it's not true. Okay, moving on. I'm going to do some public service announcements right now. Not too much to talk about because I guess, you know, Christmas season, it is time to relax. I'm pretty sure you guys like to go fly back home because there's no place like home for a nice white Christmas. But maybe there are a few things that you would like to check out in Vancouver before you go back home. First off, there is a call for submissions for the project H2O. The deadline is December 10th, so you better get ready to grab some stuff. And Project H2O is a specially interdisciplinary exhibition, which is hosted by Explore Asian Festival, and it's going to be presented at the Explore Asian Festival in May 2007. And it is a work focused on how water can be presented in many forms, such as music, dance, theater, film and video, performance arts, installation, visual arts, poetry, spoken words, and research papers. And there will be some requests for such submissions, so to have in their gallery. And if you're selected, hey, you get some exposure from the people of Vancouver, right? So if you are an artist or a musician or a theatrical performer, maybe with the theme of H2O water, I'm pretty sure we got some references because we had a lot of rain coming down, maybe you would like to participate in this project. So you must include a project description, your artist biography, and information about you know, how much budget you need, duration, performers, as well as sample of your works. And if you want to get more information about this Project H2O, go to www.exploration.org, or you can call them at 604-677-1383. That's 604-677-1383. And one more,
there are some films by the Japanese director Kenji Mizoguchi, who is said to be one of the most memorable directors of all time from Japan. And there's going to be a couple of films that will be at the Pacific Cinematheque, and it'll be on December 16th, 17th, and 19th. There's going to be two movies, the 1946 classic Utamaro and His Five Women, and another one, which is considered to be Mizoguchi's one of his greatest works. It's called Ugetsu. Five Women is about a woodblock print artist in 17th century devoting his art while he's working with five women. However, Utamaro is arrested and has to be forbidden to draw for 50 days, and art becomes a matter of life and death for this gentleman. And the second movie, Ugetsu, is about a village potter who ditches his wife for the wealth of the city and illicit pleasures of a ghost woman. And they say that the cinematography in this classic is just amazing. So if you want to check it out, this is Kenji Mizoguchi's films, and you can find more information. They're playing at 16th, 17th, and 19th of December. You can call 604-688-FILM, 688-F-I-L-M, or you can check out the Cinematheque website, www.cinematheque.bc.ca. Great. So that's the public service announcements. There is one more announcement organized by the Rice Paper Magazine, but I've been rambling on just a little too long. So maybe I'll play some music before you just snooze off while you're on the driveway. You know, I'm going to play Mickey up, stay up and enjoy the tunes from Japan while you're driving at 8:10 p.m. wherever you are. Next up, we'll be playing some Sibo Mano. Stereotype A is the name of the album, and this song is really groovy. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's called Sunday Part 1. You're listening to 101.9 Karasu.
I don't know how to compromise. You're my
That was Sibomato, Sunday Part 1. Sunday Part 1. And hope you guys are just bumping and grinding in the car with that hip-hop sound. And that is that. Another PSA that I would like to mention that I was about to, but I wanted to play a little more music just as a break, is the Rice Paper Magazine Imagination, which is a bedtime story collection, and it is to celebrate the unique experience of Canadians of Asian descent by having some bedtime story for children as a contest. And this children's story has to combine Asian and Canadian culture. I think this is a unique part about this project contest. And if you're a writer, especially with an Asian background, maybe this contest is for you. The criteria for the story is that, first of all, it has to be in English, because we live in Canada, you got to be multicultural, but English is a universal language. But the subject matter must be suitable for children aged 8 and under, and it has to have at least one prominent Asian character. The story doesn't have to be that long. It's several pages, 300 to 1,000 words in length, but it has to be in electronic, in text or MS Word, because typewriters are just so out of date. We don't need that anymore. It's time to, you know, use the digital. It's a digital world now, you know. Maybe you could just type it off from your cell phone too, you know. You just see everyone text messaging. All the works has to be submitted to imagination@ricepaperonline.com. If you can't remember that email address, don't worry. You could just check out the website, www.ricepaperonline.com. And the deadline is on December 31st. Many of the qualified works will be posted on the website, ricepaperonline.com, and other national websites, which, while best selections of the bedtime stories for children will be read on national radio airwaves. And it'll be also presented at the Exploration Festival, which celebrates the Asian Heritage Month in May 2007. So the people out there, if you love to write, if you like to make children see something that is beyond their dreams and makes them use their noggins to express themselves with their childhood imaginations. Remember when you were like 5 years old? I'm pretty sure you guys thought you were G.I. Joes or Barbies. But I have to say, imagination, it can take you anywhere. And maybe having these bedtime stories will expand the horizons of their imagination. So again, that's Imagination Bedtime Story Collection. If you want to try it out, check out the website, www.ricepaperonline.com. And to have some music that might be associated with bedtime stories or children's dreams and fantasies, I'm going to be playing some really funky pop music. This is, I played it before, and I really like this band. The artists are called Melting Holidays, and this is from their album Cherry Wine. Bunny Hop Lollipop Crazy Baby. Sounds like some like pop idol song, but I think you guys will enjoy it. You're listening to Karasu. We'll be right back.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
That's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
My name is Alex, and this is CITR 101.9. Don't forget that decimal. And I am playing this show straight from the University of British Columbia CITR studios. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. And it is 8:25, and it's getting cold. Yeah, just a bit. Of course, it's December. Jeez. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the music, and that was by Asobi Seksu, and that song is called Mizu Asobi, playing with water in Japanese, and that's with Citrus. And before that, I had Melting Holidays, Bunny Hop Lollipop, Crazy Baby, and those are some couple of pop tunes that I like to put in my MP3 player. I'll be letting you know. Hey, I just checked some news, entertainment, and I just found out that U2 was performing last week, a two-day show in Saitama Prefecture. And they sold both shows out, and it was a 20,000 seat venue. But he's not only there to please the screaming Obachan and the Oji-chan crowd, but he also went there to meet the Prime Minister of Shinzo Abe on last Wednesday, I believe, to discuss the fighting of over AIDS, poverty, and health issues in third world countries, especially the ones in Africa. And there's a pretty nice photo if you check out some Japanese news websites where Bono gives a pair of sunglasses, some like those rock sunglasses that Bono has, and gives it to Prime Minister Abe, and he actually wears them. It's quite a nice contrast for having like a politician wear standing next to a rock star and wearing some sunglasses that the star gave him. And you know, I think that's pretty cool that he has some certain rock attitude, I guess, but at the same time maybe he's just doing that to attract some votes from the young audience. But nonetheless, I have to say, I hope it'll change the thoughts about health issues in Africa as well. So good for Bono, and hope he had a good show. I want to let you know that at 9 o'clock there is another program. It's called The Jazz Show. It is hosted by Gavin Walker, and from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight he'll be playing a lot of music of blues and jazz, and he'll give you some background information and history about many artists. Usually from 11 o'clock he has like a Tonight's Feature, which focuses on one jazz performer, and it's an excellent 3-hour program, and you should check it out before you tuck yourself in bed. It's The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, tonight from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, and that's Pacific Savings Time if you're a person that's listening in places such as Tokyo, Germany, or even Halifax. That's right, Derek. I hope you love the show right now. But anyways, if you have any questions, or if you'd like to let me know any upcoming Asian events that maybe I should talk about on the air, please let me know. You can give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's UBC-CITR. And I also have an email address, kadasuradio@hotmail.com. You can also find that link to the email address if you go to the CITR website, citr.ca, and click on podcasting. And if you just click on Kadasu, which will be in the world music section, another pop-up will come out, and it'll have a link to my email address. And any comments will be greatly appreciated. And if there are any Japanese artists or performers listening to this program, please let me know, and I would love to have you on my show. Next up, we'll be playing some Electric Eel Shock, and maybe follow it up with some Mad Capsule Markets. I had a little like bubbly tunes and some slow down a little bit, so let's pick it up. And first off, I'm going to be playing the song called I Can Hear the Sex Noise. A little slow rock, but it'll get heavy very soon. This is Electric Eel Shock on CITR. I can hear some sex noise. Well, no, I don't, but that's the name of the song, and that was by Electric Eel Shock. So put up your shockers and listen to that band. I think they're going to be having another world tour very soon. I hope so, and they better drop by in Vancouver and rock our pants off. This is Katasu. My name is Alex. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and it is a Japanese rock, indie, and punk show with a little bit of pop and hip-hop and Japanese cultural and some interesting news in between. And when I say interesting, I mean weird. Maybe that might be the best way to say it. But we'll be playing a few more tunes in a minute. Before that, I don't know if you ever checked this website. I know that it is the console wars, video game console wars. Obviously, there's Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft battling it out to top each other off to see who has the best system thus far. It is difficult to decide if you consider a lot of like things such as features, price, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you're a game fanatic. But for those that are getting the Nintendo Wii, I heard there are many good things about it, but there's a pretty interesting website that I discovered recently. It's called wehaveaproblem.com, and it's a website where they show how people accidentally use their controllers and kind of damaged some of their products, television products, while they were playing it, the game console. So It's pretty hilarious because if you don't know what Wii is a video game system that is considered to be revolutionary, where you do not use the joystick or pad to control the characters, but you actually grab the control like a remote and swing your arms around to control the characters on the screen. And there is like a wrist band that comes along with it so that you don't accidentally throw it out of your hands, but this website shows you what would happen if it flings off of your hand. So check it out. We have a problem. It's pretty hilarious, but I have to say Wii is a pretty cool system, but who knows, in the long run maybe other programs or softwares might come out that might make other consoles an edge, but it's too early to tell because many of these systems I cannot afford it. And besides I have other things to do rather than sitting at home and you know, pressing some buttons. But you know what? Once in a while, it's good to pick up an old 8-bit system. If you guys are born in 82, I hope you guys remember, you know, NES and getting the cartridges, Nintendo cartridges. And, you know, if it doesn't work, you kind of like blow into it like that just to fix it. And have some codes for some Game Genie. Oh, man, those were the days. I really loved renting video games for a buck each. But now it's like, what, quadrupled the price. It's okay now, but anyways, I'll play some tunes. We'll pick it up. Let's get something that's a little more fast tempo and hard. This song is called Meaty Surf, and the artist is Mad Capsule Markets, very popular in Europe, and hope you guys enjoy it. Here we go, Mad Capsule Markets on 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt.
What the hell?
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive. You've helped us continue to keep delivering you, the listener, with the diverse, independent, and quality programming you've come to expect. This is also a reminder that if you did pledge, please come down to CITR, pay your pledge, and collect your swag. For example, t-shirts, CDs, and all other merchandise that was offered with your pledge. Once again, to all of our listeners, all our supporters, thank you for supporting CITR 101.9 FM.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Yeah, clean yourself up.
Gido Gido Hustler performing Love and Roll, which is also from their same title tracked album, Love and Roll. And before that, I played some Mad Capsule Markets and the song Meaty Surf, very electronic, heavy metal slash really cool stuff. Can't get the vocabularies on top of my head. I think I'm in Japanese mode right now. Hi, Nihongo Hanasumasu. Oh, subarashi. And the album is also Mad Capsule Market's best hit. And you could probably pick that up maybe at maybe at a local record store, because this should be internationally known by now. They have done some tours several times throughout Europe, of course in Japan and in America as well. And I hope they will come back out again very, very soon. Maybe a reunion, perhaps, if they broke up. But I don't think they did. You're listening to Karasu. I have 50 minutes left, which means it's 8:45. Again, at 9 o'clock, I will be passing it on for a jazz program called The Jazz Show by Gavin Walker. But I'm also like to say that other than, you know, Japanese having certain stereotypes as workaholics or being like wild and hippie and being experimental with their fashion, some Japanese say, some people say that maybe Japanese can be very naive and gullible at certain senses, which is absolutely not true, of course, for any other stereotypes. Like, you know, there are like ideas that should not be believed at all times. But I just read one story, one unfortunate crime story that is, you know, a little silly to hear. Well, let me just give you the details. It's about a teacher's wife who was being conned of 8.6 million yen by a man who basically called her to say that her husband beat up a student. Let me give you a little more information. So this this wife of a 31-year-old teacher from the Saitama Prefecture, well, received a call from a man who claimed to be the head teacher of the husband's elementary school, and he basically said that your husband, well, you know what, he beat up a student, and you better need to pay settlement money. And this 20-year-old woman, instead of, you know, thinking twice and maybe, you know, calling the husband to confirm it, she just listened to the guy and visited a bank and deposited 3 million yen into the designated account. And again, I received another phone call and said that the reporter was interested about the case, and if you want me to prevent leaking the information so that you will not be humiliated in the public, then you better, you know, shell out more cash. And guess what? Instead of, you know, thinking twice, she did it again, deposited another 3.6 million yen, and she continued to do this until she finally learned that the man was a con artist when she talked to her husband about 4 p.m. So within a few hours, that she deposited over 8.6 million yen into the designated account, and now the police are in search for this man on the loose. Quite unfortunate story, pretty tragic, but at the same time, you know, she should have just, you know, stopped and thought about it for a bit, perhaps. I don't know. I'm pretty sure many other Japanese would have stopped a long time ago and called the police immediately. But I guess public humiliation goes over thinking about what is the right thing to do, I guess, for that woman. So anyways, that's the silly crime story of the day. We'll be gonna be playing the next track. It'll be Sherbert's, I believe. Let me just put something on. But before that, I'm going to be playing a few more public service announcements. Check it out.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Restaurant.
Sherberts was the name of the band, and the title is of that track, Monkey of a Cape. Sounds like Superman and Curious George got combined, but I really love that track. That album is called Vietnam 1964. If you guys watch the news of sports and you guys love baseball, obviously you know that Japanese baseball players are just, you know, hitting into the agents market, and they're just being scouted all over the place. And one of the latest selections that are joining into the MLB is Daisuke Matsuzaka, who played for the Cebu Lions, and he's going to be coming with terms with the Boston Red Sox. So there's another Japanese player coming into America, but this time he may be, please let me know if I am wrong, but maybe be a highest Japanese pitcher to get the highest pay. He's going to be getting more than $50 million U.S., and they're still trying to figure out what they're going to give him for the first paycheck. The baseball team has proposed around $7 to $8 million, while Scott Boras, which is Matsuzaka's agent, asked for $50 million. So just it's amazing how sports players make like so much dough nowadays. And if I make my math right, let me just break it down for you. If he gets $50 million in the first year, and say if he does like 30 starts and does 150 pitches on that $50 million contract for the first year, that's going to be around $4,000 per pitch. Okay, I'm a little jealous right there that, you know, just throwing a ball at 150 kilometers an hour and you get $4,000. And I wish I had a better arm. And, well, it's not too late. Maybe I could just get some roids or something. But anyways, that's a little quick news on sports by a Japanese player. All right, and I got 5 minutes left. I'll be playing a couple more tunes before I pass the CITR radio torch to another radio DJ. So first up, I'll be playing some Blue Hearts, and I'll be right back. But hope you guys check this out. This is 11.9 FM from UBC CITR. We'll be right back. That was the not Super Heart, the Blue Heart from their album Super Best, and the song's called Kiga Kuru So. And I hope you guys listen to the very end of my program. And if you did, thank you. Thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita. And my time is up. It is 9 o'clock, and we're going to have some jazz show coming right up. And Gavin Walker will be stepping into the studio very soon. I'm going to finish my program by playing a little track of Advantage Lucy. A song is called Station Tour.